Welcome to the Howie Silbiger Show on the True Talk Radio Network. Get in on the conversation. Call 1-877-669-1292.
And I'm Howie Silbiger. Welcome to the Howie Silbiger Show, right here on the True Talk Radio Network. And you could call in if that's what you want to do. You could feel free to do that. Number to call is 1-877-669-1292. That's 1-877-669-1292. And we'll get you in on the conversation tonight here on the Howie Silbiger Show on the True Talk Radio Network. Every time I get on, I say the same thing because it is absolutely insane the kind of week we've had. It is crazy. So last show, we had a week where the presidential candidate, Donald Trump, was shot. That happened last week. This week, we get on with President Biden announcing that he is not going to be running for president again. He's dropping out of the race. So after swearing and promising that he was going to stay in the race for weeks, he has decided that he is no longer going to be in the race. He's going to drop out and he's going to throw his support behind Kamala Harris. Now, the interesting thing about this announcement is the fact that the president didn't do it by video. He didn't do it by audio. He didn't do it at all. He posted something on Twitter and then that was it. That's how he made his announcement. There wasn't even a picture involved. Commentator Charlie Kirk posted just a few minutes ago that he believes there's a little more to the story than they're letting on, as there usually is. So before we get into how the Democratic Party usurped democracy, before we get into how the Democratic Party decided that that they were going to play God and forget about everything that their own membership had decided on. Don't forget, there was a convention where Joe Biden was nominated to be the candidate for re-election. They all decided that that was what they wanted to do. So forcing him out is really a usurping of democracy. But before we even get into that, Charlie Kirk wrote, "Got a weird lead on a story that people should look into. I got a call from a source close to Las Vegas Metro. The official story was that Joe Biden's trip was cut short last week due to COVID. However, according to this source, U.S. Secret Service informed Las Vegas Metro that there was an emergency situation involving Joe Biden and to close necessary streets so that the POTUS could be transported immediately to University Medical, which they began to do in earnest. Then, mysteriously, there was a stand-down order and the U.S. Secret Service, USSS, informed the local Vegas PD that they were going to medevac POTUS to Johns Hopkins, which they presumed meant fly him back east as soon as possible. Apparently, the rumor mill in the police department was that Joe Biden was dying or possibly already dead. I don't think too much about this lead. Seems too wild to be true, but given that Joe Biden has been out of public sight for days and dropped out of the race via an X post, and his brother James indicated that health was a factor, I'm beginning to grow more curious if COVID or something else has been more serious than reported." And then he calls for anybody in the Las Vegas metro area who has information to email him. And he wants to know if they're telling this true story, if this is the story. And then he asks, when was the last time anybody saw Joe Biden? So it may be possible. I don't think Joe Biden is dead. I highly doubt that the POTUS is dead and they're hiding the fact that the president of the United States died. That would be a terrible thing to hide. And quite crazy, if you ask me, to hide. It doesn't make sense. But maybe Joe Biden is sicker than they're letting on. I mean, he is a man who's an elderly man. He has COVID. It could be that he's sicker than they're letting on. But I'm not much into conspiracy theories. I don't really care for them, and I really don't want to talk about them. What I do want to talk about, though, is the fact that Joe Biden dropped out so suddenly and so crazily and it doesn't make sense. It's not logical. The way Joe Biden left is not logical. I don't understand how a man who professed that morning. That morning, he professed that he was going to continue his campaign, suddenly drops out of the race. It doesn't make any sense. The only thing that makes sense is that he was forced out of the race. And if that is the case, then there are people in the Democratic Party who are usurping democracy. They are taking democracy and throwing it out the window. We like to think that we live in a world where everybody's honest and everybody's doing things for the best interest of everybody. But that's not really the world we live in. And the world that we live in has us seeing situations like this. I don't think this has happened in many, many years. You don't very often hear of the president of the United States who declares that he's going to be running for re-election suddenly disappearing and deciding that he's not running for re-election. This doesn't happen very often. And so one has to wonder what happened in the background. Why is this? What happened? And how is it that Joe Biden dropped out of the race? It doesn't make any sense. And I don't get it. Politically, it makes no sense. It doesn't make sense for the Democratic Party. It makes no sense for anybody. So I just don't understand it. So if you have a suggestion, an idea of why this happened, maybe you want to share it, you could call in. 1-877-669-1292 is the number to call. 1-877-669-1292, because it makes no sense to me. Meanwhile, they want to replace Biden with Kamala Harris. And unfortunately, I would say that Kamala Harris is not a very good idea. She's not the kind of person you want to be replacing Joe Biden or to run for president. She's not the kind of person you want to be president at all, really, coming to think of it. I wouldn't want Kamala Harris as president. She is rabidly anti-Israel. And just that alone makes me say no thank you to Kamala Harris. She is currently refusing, absolutely refusing to be there, to be in Congress, in the joint session of Congress, because Bibi Netanyahu, the president, the prime minister of Israel, is going to speak to a joint session of Congress, and she's absolutely refusing to preside over it. Now, you got to remember that the vice president's job, her only official job, is to preside over Congress. So refusing to do her job because she disagrees with the fact that the prime minister of Israel is going to be there is absolutely deplorable. If this is going to be the next president of the United States of America, this person is running to be president. If she's going to be the next president of the United States of America, then she has to be able to accommodate public figures, heads of states from other countries, whether she agrees with their politics or not. The fact that she's choosing to boycott the speech of Benjamin Netanyahu should say a lot about Kamala Harris and should make you wonder, is this really the person that should be up in front and running for the Democratic Party? I say no. I say if you can't be presidential, then you shouldn't be running for president. I said that about Biden. I said that about Trump. I say that about everybody. If you can't be presidential, you should not be running for president. It's as simple as that. It doesn't seem like rocket science. If you want to run for president, then you got to be at least a little presidential. But alas, who asked me? I'm just a lowly talk show host. That's all I do. I'm just a commentator. I'm just a person who speaks out here and expresses my opinion. The race is going to be interesting. The presidential race is going to be interesting. Now, Kamala Harris has gotten the backing of many of the people who should be running for president. They're backing Kamala Harris, and that's fine. I mean, they can back whoever they want, and I have absolutely no issue with that. The point of the matter is, though, that if they're backing her, there's no one to oppose her. And so basically she will not be nominated. She'll be appointed the candidate by the Democratic Party. And this is always bad. It's always bad when you usurp democracy, you throw out the sitting guy, you tell him you're not running anymore, and then you decide that you are going to be choosing the replacement. So if Kamala Harris is going to be the nominee for president for the Democratic Party, the question now is, why are they not just throwing her into the presidency right now? Forcing Joe Biden out and having Kamala Harris in. Why aren't they doing that? Why isn't Joe Biden just being forced out of office? Why isn't he being forced to retire? If he's not healthy enough to be able to run for president, is he healthy enough to continue serving as president? It's the question everyone's asking now. And if he's not healthy enough to serve as president, why is he staying in as president? Why are they not forcing him out? They forced him out as a candidate. Why aren't they forcing him to resign as president? Now, none of the pundits, nobody is suggesting, nobody's thinking that maybe he'll be thrown out. Nobody's suggesting that at all. Nobody's thinking that perhaps they'll force him out as president. I don't think that's going to happen. But it only logically makes sense. It doesn't make sense to keep him there and not allow him to run for president again. That makes no sense at all. So I don't know what's going on. I can't tell you. I'm not privy to that information. I'm not involved in the Democratic Party, nor do I really care to be. And so I could just express my opinion. My opinion is this is extremely strange. This is a very weird shift of events. And I'm hoping that Kamala Harris, the Israel-hating vice president, who has proven again that she hates Israel, is not going to get the nomination or not going to win the presidency of the United States of America. If she does, that would be extremely terrible. It would be extremely terrible. 1-877-669-1292 is the number to call. 1-877-669-1292. Now, there's a lot being said about Kamala Harris becoming the presidential candidate. That if she wins president, she will be the first colored person, the first black woman to become president. This is what people are hyping. And I don't understand why that's not racist. Now, I don't mean racist to refer to her as a black woman, because that's what she is, so there's nothing racist about that. I don't mean racist as to why is a black woman running for president and why would a black woman be president. That's not what I'm referring to. What I'm referring to is, why were we pointing out her color? We spend decades yelling at people that color doesn't matter. Yelling at people that all men are created equal. Just because you have a little more melatonin in your skin. I heard this even yesterday. Just because you have a little more melatonin in your skin doesn't make you special. Or doesn't make you inferior or superior. So why are we talking about color? Why am I hearing a lot of discussion about color? Who cares what color Kamala Harris is? I care about her integrity more than her skin color. I care about the way she treats other countries like Israel and her decision not to preside over the joint session of Congress when Bibi Netanyahu is going to speak to them. This concerns me more than her skin color or her gender or anything else about her. I couldn't care less about the things that she can't control. So she was born a certain way. She can't control that. That's out of her control. But what's not out of her control is her ability to execute her responsibilities in office. That is not out of her control. And her choice not to do that, her choice to exempt herself from doing that, is extremely, extremely disconcerting, to me at least. I find it very disconcerting. And so, here we are. At the situation where we got to wait and see what's going on. We got to wait and see if Joe Biden's still alive. I'm sure he is, but we got to wait and see. Got to wait and see who's going to be the Democratic nominee. And we got to wait and see on how dirty the next 104 days is going to be until the November election. All right, moving on. Israel was just hit by a, last night they were hit by a rocket that was sent from Yemen. It was indiscriminately launched into Israeli civilian populations. So innocent Israeli civilians, including men, women, and children, were sitting alone in their homes, minding their own business, going through their lives, running their lives as they normally would, when a rocket from Yemen landed on their houses. One man was killed, a whole bunch of people were injured. Where are the world condemnations? I hear silence. I hear crickets. Where are the world condemnations when Jewish civilians living in a sovereign state recognized by the United Nations were indiscriminately attacked? It is the same silence I heard for 18 years as Hamas launched rockets indiscriminately into innocent civilians living in Israel. The same silence I hear now when we talk about the murders of October 7th. Silence is all I hear. A rocket was launched into civilian population. I don't understand why there's no outrage. Why the world hasn't started screaming, hey, it's a war crime to launch rockets into civilians. You don't like a country, that's fine. If you don't like a country, I have no issue with that. You want to attack a country, you attack their military, you attack their politicians, you attack their political realm, you attack their military realm. Launching rockets into civilian populations indiscriminately is a war crime outside of an official war. So why is nobody yelling that the Hutus of Yemen and whoever their leader is, I have no idea who it is, but whoever their leader is, should be put up on war crimes? Where are the calls to bring the leader of the Hutus to the International Criminal Court in The Hague? Where are countries freaking out saying, hey, how dare you launch missiles into civilians? Oh, wait, it's silence only because it's not Israel. Only because Israel's not defending itself, or Israel's not controlling their land, or not stopping people from killing them. Everybody else could launch indiscriminate attacks against the Israeli civilian population. That's fine. Killing Israeli men, women, and children, innocent people in Israel, is perfectly all right with the world. Nobody seems to care about that. No outrage whatsoever. The only outrage we ever hear is that Israel's an apartheid state that's committing a genocide against the Palestinians. That's the only thing you ever hear. So therefore, Israel's a legitimate target. And that seems to be okay. Israeli civilians seems to be okay. The world doesn't seem to have a problem with that. I have a problem with it, but the world doesn't seem to have a problem with it. And this is the situation that Israel has been living under since the beginning of the country, where there's a double standard, even a triple standard, where Israel is held to a standard that is impossible for any country to maintain. And when the same thing happens to Israel and Israel's under attack, the world stands by and watches. Nobody seems to care. This is the way that it's been in Israel since 1948. And then you wonder, and everyone sits around and wonders, and they wring their fingers, and they wring their, and they're all worried. They all wonder why Israel does what they do, why they commit to militarily defending themselves, why they commit to taking out their enemies when their enemies vow to destroy them, and vow to commit in October 7th, every single day until the entire country is destroyed on national television. And everybody's hand-wringing. Oh, Israel, why are you doing this? Why are you attacking Hamas as harshly as you are? When you don't care that the Israeli civilians are being attacked, when you have no interest in protecting innocent men, women, and children in Tel Aviv from rockets flying in from Yemen, or innocent men, women, and children in southern Israel who had rockets landing on their heads for 18 years, or innocent men, women, and children in the same towns that were bombarded with rockets for 18 years being massacred on one day. when you have no empathy or sympathy for that, and you support that, then don't tell Israel how to defend themselves. You have lost that right. You do not hold the moral high ground. You definitely do not hold the moral high ground. In fact, I don't think you hold any high ground at all. I don't think you're moral at all. If you're complaining about Israel, you haven't said a word about Israeli civilians being targeted, and you're just a Jew hater. And I don't use those words lightly. I've never used the word Jew hater lightly. But you prove to the world that you're a Jew hater. I had a conversation last week on TikTok because I have a lot of conversations on TikTok. They keep taking down my videos because I'm too harsh. I trigger too many people. That's fine. They could take me off their platform for all I care. Anyway, I had an argument on TikTok with a guy on TikTok who told me that the October 7th massacre of Jews, 1,200 Jews killed on October 7th, was a false flag event set up by the Israeli government so that they could go and commit the genocide against the Palestinians. And he actually believed this. This is not just rhetoric. This is not just propaganda. This is an actual belief that the guy had. There are mentally ill people out there, and this is one of them, I guess. And it was a guy who had this belief that for some reason, somehow, the Israeli government decided that the best thing for them to do is to go and to kill their own people. I'm sorry, I can't even say it with a straight face because it's so ridiculous. And this is the ridiculousness that is being passed around on TikTok. For instance, just the other day, I saw a posting on TikTok which claimed that the potential assassin for Donald Trump, this guy who tried to kill Donald Trump, they claimed he was Jewish. And they had a picture of him wearing a yarmulke, picture of him wearing a kippah. It was obviously a doctored picture or picture taken of him when he went to a friend's bar mitzvah or whatever. But there was a picture of him in a yarmulke, and they said, "You're Jewish. He's Jewish. Look, a Jew tried to kill Donald Trump." And there are idiots out there, and excuse the expression, but there are idiots out there who believe this stuff. They believe it. How sad is that? How sad is it that there are people out there who believe anything they hear? Now, I'm not telling you to believe me. Go look up everything I told you tonight. I told you basically my opinion on Kamala Harris and my opinion on this whole topic. I shared with you the opinion of Charlie Kirk. But never believe anything I say. Please look everything up. I'm Howie Silberger. I'll be back next show. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll see you again next time right here on the True Talk Radio Network.